Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome back to this week's Lunar Lightworker podcast episode. And I just feel I need to take a deep, deep breath because, wow, I know as lightworkers, as empath sensitives, intuitives, you have been feeling this eclipse season so much. The energy has been so chaotic. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to be kind of talking about each week, and it just goes to show how much this eclipse impact has been on us all, because I must have done about 4 episodes and I still feel I'm talking about it, because it's just been such a massive cosmic influence. There's such a huge impact on all of us, whether we're conscious of it or not. And I still feel that I want to do this one to kind of finish off the series and just help you to attune. This, we're all about alignment here. We're all about attunement. We're all about understanding and discerning between the cosmic influences and feeling the frequencies and understanding how we are getting so universally and cosmically supported to make our shifts. You can tell I'm getting really passionate about it, but I just feel it's so important. And, you know, this is, as you know, we dive really deeply into this in the membership, in our moon circles, so that we can really get this understanding and really align our own energies to that of the lunar cosmic energy as well, so that we can really fine-tune our way of living and just bringing so much more sovereignty and grace to what we do. And anyway, I've kind of lost my thread, but let's get back to what we were talking about. The title for this episode is Energetic Burnout and Scorpio Overwhelm. And as you probably know, if you listened to last week's episode or the last couple, my head has been all over the place. You can probably tell because I'm a bit kind of flitting around at the moment. I like to kind of channel through what I talk about. And you know, this is just reflecting where my head has been. I mean, my biggest challenge over the last kind of week or so, I would say, has been the focus. Just haven't had that mental clarity, just have not been able to focus in and hone in and zoom in on anything. My head has felt so full, and it's been quite challenging, because obviously I have to write my content, I have to do my channelings, you know, and I've been partly disconnected as well for various reasons, and I've really had to pull back. And actually, one tip I was going to share with you that's really, really helped me you know, with this kind of energetic burnout from the eclipses, and the Scorpio aspect as well has been to come off social media. Obviously I need that for my job, but over the weekend particularly, I now completely peel back from that. When I'm writing content or, you know, whatever, I try and have my phone in airplane mode so I don't get those constant distractions, because like I said, I'm finding it so hard to focus. So, you know, just very ungrounded. This energy really makes me feel scattered, makes me feel ungrounded first and foremost. And this kind of feeling of energetic burnout has been, you know, quite tricky to navigate. And it's simply because, you know, we've been in this heightened period of energy, and it's all about allowing things to rise up so that you can see them, choose to let go of them, and align and connect, you know, heart connect. This is what this whole thing has been about. And through that, if you are surrendering to that, then you will have had or experienced tremendous growth and transformation. You really will have, you know, really at a soul level even. And, you know, all of this, it kind of gives you this feeling of like overwhelm and burnout in a way, because so much is going on. You've been doing, whether you're conscious of it or not, a lot of growth work, a lot. If you have allowed that, if you've been open and receptive to it. And this is why it's so important to understand these energies, you know, at a deep, deep level, which is what we do in the membership, which is what we do in our circles. And now we're in this period where the energies are starting to ebb. I mean, I had, so the active phase of the eclipse closed, I think it was Tuesday or Monday of this week. So really recently, and we're now in the post shadow phase. So I do feel a lightening in the energies. My head feels more spacious. And now I know that we need to integrate. We need to integrate our changes, because we've had this growth. We've been pushed. We've you know, created shifts within ourselves, within our mind, our consciousness, our body, you know, spiritually, at soul level. And now we need to integrate those changes. We need to embody them. We need to live them. We need to breathe them. We need to be them. And that's, you know, this is the sort of thing that we learn to do over time, you know, to really make them part of us. And this is really, again, what we hone in on in the membership. But like I said, I have really try to give myself time and space. Like last weekend, I hardly did anything. I didn't want to see anyone. I just wasn't in that space for it. I just was in overwhelm. And, you know, I just needed that time to replenish my energy. And it did me the world of good. I feel so much better this week. So, you know, if that's you, if you're really feeling that burnout, that frazzling, that not being able to focus on anything, then just take time out where you can, you know, not planning anything as such, but just, you know, being at home, being quiet, you know, just little things that you can be quite present in really, really help, you know, like knitting or whatever, you know, maybe cleaning or, you know, whatever, but nothing too taxing, nothing overloading, and just tune in to see what you need from it all. The other thing that I have found, you know, I mentioned in the title, this Scorpio overwhelm. The Scorpio energy is the overarching energy at this time. We're in Scorpio season, and Scorpio, as you probably know, brings up the shadow. I've been talking a lot about this last week in the circles, and we did powerful lunar questing around this to really get to the bottom of our rigid patternings and, you know, what keeps us whole. Small, what holds us back, and this is the Scorpio. So you're probably really feeling this now. I had a massive, like, oh my god, like an insecurity fest on Tuesday. I was crying and just feeling really sorry for myself, and like lots of inner child stuff was coming out. And this is the Scorpio. This is the Scorpio influence. And part of me knew I had to sit through it, but it was really hard and uncomfortable. And I just had a big release and I felt so much better. So if you're having periods like that, it's probably to do with the Scorpio energies coming through. Just try and go with that as well. That's a really good way of dealing with it. Just, sorry, not deal, I don't like that term, but navigating it. And, you know, just journaling around that, journaling practice. I'm doing it kind of twice a day now because I just feel I need to. And, you know, just knowing that this is going to pass. Now, this doorway, eclipse doorway, I'm just looking at my cosmic calendar. So that's finishing, Tuesday the 14th. Sorry, Tuesday the 14th of November. It kind of completes, So this energy is ebbing and we're kind of running down to completion. Over the next week or so. So just slow down. Like I always say, ground your energies. If you're feeling it rising, just slow everything down. No one is going to do that for you. It's up to you to make that decision for yourself. You know, I just keep saying we are doing so much work that we cannot even begin to imagine. And this is going on continually. A lot of releasing, maybe you find yourself getting stuck in things. I certainly have been a little bit. Just try and remember what I've been saying. It will pass. And these are these cosmic influences. And if you can just get hold of that feeling, sit with it, try not to understand it too much. It doesn't really matter. The influences are there. Or even journal around it if you want to get a bit more clarity or feeling stuck in something. That's such a good way of releasing and moving forwards. And, you know, things that are out of alignment are continuing to be spotlit. This is what the eclipse does, the eclipses do. And, you know, those uncomfortable feelings, you may want to make shifts, you know, just think about forward ongoing actions that you're getting inspired to do. If you're not in a position to do them, write them down. You can always revisit. And, you know, you remember you are getting cosmically supported. It's not against us. It's working with us if we choose to flow with it. If we resist it, it becomes harder for us. That's the lesson. That's a really good lesson out of all of this. But let me know. I'd love to hear back from you. Let me know how you are navigating all of this, what's been surfacing for you. And remember, if you are listening to this out of the eclipse season, that's still okay. There's so many lessons that go on from these weekly episodes that you can apply to any periods of heightened energy. Oh, and of course, we've had Halloween as well, Samhain as well. And that's a period where it's very magical and the veils are thin. So we've had all of those higher connections that we've been able to do, which is so gorgeous. And just remembering your spiritual roots and your family lineages and the stories around that at such a lovely time. But yeah, as I said, all of this, you know, there's always lessons out of all of these episodes that you can take forwards with you. So if you are ready for this and you'd like to go further with this and, you know, you're ready for continued transformation, you're really dedicating yourself to that, then join me in Circle. Our next one is next Monday in the membership. And we gather in sisterhood every 2 weeks around the full and the new moons for release alignment and all of these beautiful things and the healings that come from that, the deep high frequency healings that come from that, so that you can basically move forwards with ease and grace and certainty and become that cyclical lunar liver. So yeah, if you are resonating and you feel it's time for you to step into that and join us, then you can find the link in this week's show notes. Don't forget to leave me a review if you're really enjoying these episodes. That would really, really help me to get myself out there more. And I just wanted to say, oh my goodness, I've been looking at the stats for the Lunar Lightworker podcast and it's almost tripled in the last few weeks. So I do feel it's, you know, this is needed. This is cosmic lunar wisdom that is so, so needed for all of us sensitives. And, you know, we're all clairsentient. We're, we're, we're light beings. We're made of light. We're in stardust, aren't we? And, you know, we need to connect in these ways and expand our consciousness in these ways. So it's just so beautiful to see that. So keep listening, keep sharing the podcast with those you think might be interested, and have a beautiful week. And just remember to look after yourselves, because you are so worth it. All right, my loves, I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.